So let's get started. First, I want to say, my name is Arzelia Saeed. We want to say welcome to Women Talking to Women's virtual prayer breakfast. To everybody that's on Zoom, Facebook, and on our free conference call platforms, thank you so much for joining. Before we do anything, let's just have a quick word of prayer before we get into our program. Father, we thank you, oh God, for this day, Father. We bless this day. We thank you for this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you would anoint each pastor as they pray and release, as they pray, God, and as they pray, release the power, your power, and heal your daughters and sons, meet every need, save, deliver, set free, and mend broken hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to get started right now, but before I do, before we get started with our praise and worship, let me just read Psalm 104. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We're going to have Pastor Angela Dixon. She's our psalmist. She's going to sing for you this morning, and she will lead you in praise and worship. Amen. Amen. But before we do that, I just need a little housekeeping rules. If you wouldn't mind, please, everyone, please mute your phone. If you're not muted, make sure your phones are muted so we won't hear any extra distractions. Okay. God bless you. We're going to have Pastor Angela Dixon. She's the psalmist. And after she finishes, we'll come back. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Recording in progress.
Amen. We give God praise because this really is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
And he told us to rejoice and to be glad in it.
Yes.
So I thank God for the opportunity of this Women's Talking to Women virtual prayer breakfast. And I look forward to everything that the Lord will do, that he has done and that he will continue to do. And we thank God for Minister Arzelia Saeed.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm. This morning. And we pray that you would just worship the Lord with us and let us come to give God praise this morning, because how many know that our God reigns today?
Yes.
He reigns.
Amen.
Today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
He reigns
today. Yes, yes.
And we give him praise.
Glory
to
God. We
give him glory this day. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You reign this morning.
Will you clap your hands right here? Come on.
And we just lift our hands and give God praise this morning.
Hallelujah. What a mighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. My God reigns. My God reigns. Our God reigns. Lord, you reign above every name. Yeah. Sing my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Sing our God reigns, y'all.
Our God reigns.
Sing, Lord, you reign above every name. Come on, say with power and majesty.
Power and majesty. Dominion, authority. You reign.
Sing it again with power.
With power. Dominion, authority, you reign.
Come on, let's score right here. Oh, sing my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Sing our
God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Tell him, Lord, you reign above every name.
Above.
With power and majesty,
oh,
dominion,
oh,
you reign.
Oh,
How great are you, God?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? And all will see how great, is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? And all will see how great, is our God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Angie. We so appreciate you. God bless you. Always good to begin any type of service with prayer and praise and worship to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Now we're going to get started. I just want to say good morning, everyone. I just want to apologize for the glitches. We've just done this the first time, so please forgive us. And we're trying to get through this. You that could not get us on Zoom, you did the right thing. Some of you just dialed the other number. So thank God for you that's on here this morning. As I said before, my name is Arzelia Saeed. I am the host of Women Talking to Women Virtual Prayer Breakfast. This is our first one. Thank you all so much for joining us. We so appreciate you and we love you. Our theme this morning is the power of prayer. And as we go this morning, I want everybody to be prayerful because the devil is a liar. He does not want us to do this prayer, but we're going to go forward anyway. Amen. 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 The purpose of this event is to pray for you. You're on here this morning. You're on here this morning because God placed you in my heart. He gave me a desire to have this prayer call. And what I want to do is be obedient. And I believe God had you in mind. He had you in mind. Yes, he did. When he told me to have this prayer breakfast. So I want you to know this morning that God has not forgotten about you. Sometimes we think God has forgotten about us as we go through different trials and tribulations, but God has not forgotten about you. He loves you and he cares for you. And whatever you are experiencing, I want you to know that God knows all about it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. You can do this by what? By praying. By praying. Praise the name of Jesus. Over the past year, I and a number of women intercessors, they're on here right now, have met on a conference call on a weekly basis, praying for our loved ones, the community, and the world. And many people have testified how the power of prayer have changed situations and conditions that seemed impossible. Praise the Lord. We want to encourage you this morning. We want to really encourage you to believe God to answer your prayer. In Genesis, the 18th chapter and the 14th verse says, and it says, it asks a question. You know what the question is? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? The answer is found in Luke, the first chapter and the 37th verse. What does it say? For with God, it says, nothing will be. Nothing is impossible. Praise the Lord. So what we want you to do is have faith in God and know that when you pray, God hears you. Praise the name of Jesus. Yes, he does. He hears you. We have ministers this morning that will be praying for different issues. And what I want to do is I want you to listen, forget about all your problems, whatever. Just keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. I want you to do this. These prayer warriors will introduce themselves and they're going to introduce themselves and the issues they're praying about. As they pray, we want to believe God is answering your prayer. See, this is a personal thing. Don't look at somebody else. What we want you to do is we want you to just think about God. Think that it's just you and God right now. It's just you and God. So I'm going to introduce these women and one man of God. They will pray in the order in which I call their names. First, it is Pastor Monica Wesson. Next person will be Pastor Karen Plummer. The next would be Pastor Deborah Locke. And finally, it would be Bishop Carl Dixon. And they're going to come in that order. Okay, so I'm going to say it one more time. Please, ladies, gentlemen, if you're on the line, please mute your phones. Please mute it so this way we can hear what thus saith the Lord. Now, at this time, I'm not going to come back again until after Bishop Carl finishes. So after Pastor Wesson finishes, then the other person will begin praying also. Okay, God bless you. Go ahead, Pastor Monica.
God bless you, everyone. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank Amen. You so much for the opportunity this morning. And we're going to get right into prayer on today as far as the assignment that was given to me. And we're going to be praying for our children. We're going to be praying against COVID for that our children would not contract COVID. And as I was meditating and praying in regards to this assignment this morning, the Holy Spirit said to tell each and every woman that is viewing this on today that do not forget the power of your confession. There is power in your confession when it comes to praying about anything. But as we're praying for our children on today, do not forget about the power of your confession. As a proverb 18 and 21 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. And then also we understand women on today that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, but Jesus has come that we may have life and that more abundantly. So remember that as we're praying this prayer on today for our children, that death and life are in the power of our tongue, and that Jesus has come that we may have life and that more abundantly. So when you're praying, we're praying for our children on today, for one other scripture that I want to give you, I'm not going to read it, but Psalm 91. I want to encourage each and every lady and gentleman that is on this call today to begin to decree and declare Psalm 91 every single day as you get up in the morning, as you go throughout the day, declare it over your children. So let's pray on today. Hallelujah. And every distraction, we dismiss it now in Jesus' name. So let's pray. Hallelujah. So Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. And we give you all the glory on today. God, you are worthy to be praised. sees you are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be exalted. Father, we come before you on today, God, thanking you, hallelujah, for another day, God, that you have kept us your people. Father, as we have gathered collectively as a group of women to pray on today, God, for our children. Father, we pray on today, oh God, hallelujah, Father, for there are many that are on here today that have concerns about their children, God, and for their children on today. And so, Father, as we pray in the name of Jesus, we pray and confess your word over our children and surround them with faith. Faith in your word, oh God, that you watch over your word to perform it. And Father, we confess and believe that our children are disciples of Jesus Christ. God, no matter what it looks like right now, no matter if they are caught up in addictions and all of the other things, oh God, and even against COVID-19, Father, we decree and declare your word on this morning that they are disciples of Jesus Christ, of the Lord, and obedient to your will. And great is the peace and undisturbed composure, Father, over our children on today. Father, we thank you, oh God, that your perfect will, hallelujah, will be done concerning our children on today. We commit and cast the care of our children, Father God, concerning our children, hallelujah, onto you right now. And Father, as we lift our hands as a collective group of women on today, we surrender, Father God, our children over to you. We confess that our children will be obedient to their parents, oh God, and the representatives, oh God, that they come in contact with on a daily basis, because this is our right, Father God. We confess and decree and declare on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that our children, oh God, are the head and not the tail, that they are above and not beneath. We decree on this morning, Father God, that there is nothing too hard for you, oh God, concerning our children. And so, Father, as we're praying today, oh God, we call out our children to you, Father, one by one, oh God, and name by name. We decree on today, oh God, that your word says, oh God, that there is absolutely nothing too hard for you. And Father, we confess, oh God, that there have been times that we've been worried about our children and what to do. But as your word declares on today, oh God, that we ought to train up our children in the way that they should go. And when they are old, Father, they will not depart from you. And God, even if they have departed, oh God, because we the righteous, oh God, have that privilege and have that right, oh God, to speak it into the atmosphere, oh God, that although they have went astray, God, that they are coming back home in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we pray right now, oh God, even against this COVID-19, we decree it in the atmosphere on today, according to Isaiah 53:5, that with the stripes of Jesus, oh God, that they are healed, oh God, and none of these diseases, oh God, shall enter into their bodies right now. And Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you're washing out, oh God, any sicknesses and diseases, oh God, any infections, oh God, that would try to come and attach themselves to our children, God. We dismantle it now in the name of Jesus. And we decree right now, oh God, that your word says, oh God, that nothing is impossible for you, Father. So we put it into the atmosphere, oh God, that they are healed and they are whole, oh God, that they are purposed by you, oh God, and that you have great plans for them, according to Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans, hear this, women, that I have concerning your children. They are plans of good and not of evil, and to give them an expected end. So devil, we command you right now to take your hands off of God's property. Oh God, hear the prayers of these women on this morning, God. Father, dry the tears, oh God, for many of them, oh God, that have been praying and crying concerning their children. Oh God, some of them are not biological mothers,
daughters, but maybe some of them have been crying, not concerning their nieces and their nephews, oh God. They've been walking the floor tall and all night long. But we decree right now, Father, that your word will not return unto you void. Yes, God, but it will accomplish that which you have sent it to. And we pray right now, oh God, against premature death. That's what I hear in the spirit realm right now. We pray against premature death. Hallelujah. Not only over our children, but even over our lives. In the name of Jesus, God, we anoint ourselves, oh God. Oh God, with fresh oil. Remember to anoint yourselves with fresh oil. Hallelujah. We pray right now, oh God. And we decree in the atmosphere that we shall not die. Our children shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, help us, God, even on the hard days, not to forget the power of our confession. Hallelujah. For death in life is in the power of our tongue. Help us to change our words that we speak over our children. Hallelujah. No matter what we see with our natural eye, but in the spirit around, we see right now that it's already done, that our children will be saved, set free, and delivered. They will go on to do exploits for the kingdom of God. We speak it into the atmosphere even now that they will be businessmen and business women, and everything that they put their hands to do, it shall prosper. God has not forgotten about the prayers that have been prayed by our forefathers and the people that have gone before us. For God said that your prayers on this morning are coming up to him, hallelujah, as a memorial. And Father says, I have not forgotten about any of your children. Hallelujah, I see and I hear. Not many days hence, your children will cry out and begin to say, God, what must I do to be saved in this lifetime? They will not leave this earth without knowing who Jesus is. We decree it and declare it right now in Jesus' mighty name. We rebuke the spirit of fear, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. We walk in healing. They walk in healing. COVID will not touch them or us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm Minister Karen Plummer, and I will be praying for teachers, student, staff, administration, returning back to school. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning. Let me just give a small testimony of how the Lord has been speaking with me today. God spoke a word in my spirit, and I didn't understand how it applied to what we were doing, but he spoke the word ruach. And I was asking God, what does Ruach have to do with us this day? But God was saying that he wanted me to understand and deliver that in 5 days, he created this whole universe. This is his universe. He spoke this universe into being in 5 days. And on the sixth day, he created man. He didn't just speak man into existence. He went and played with the dirt, the mud, and then he formed man into his image. And not only did he form him, he blew the breath of the Ruach of God into man. And he gave us power and dominion over this whole world, over this whole land. And he told us that we can speak and things shall happen. And so where are we today with speaking God's word? We send forth God's word over this land to heal, to deliver, to set free. And so as we pray for the teachers and the students and administration, we have intentional prayers before us today to pray intentionally for these big things. We want to be intentional with the Holy Spirit. We ask for wisdom, oh God. We are living in a time where there is just calamity everywhere. We have so many things going on with the school systems. We have never in our lifetime seen this kind of disarray, this kind of calamity over in the school systems. Children are starting back to school this week. Parents are fighting one another, fighting the teachers, fighting the system, fighting the administration over wearing masks. And what does that represent? Confusion and calamity. Returning back to school should be something that the children look forward to, people look forward to, but it's fear, it's calamity that is in disarray, and we have to break that spirit. And we have to send forth the Ruach of God, the Spirit of God, across this land, across all the states, across all the counties, across all the cities, for God's Spirit to be in the midst of these people, that they can see what they are doing. The destruction is on the rise, but the Spirit of God, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, that's when change happens. That's when things begin to happen. We as saints of God, women on the wall, we have to humble ourselves, cry out to God and pray and believe God to bring about the change that we want to see. So we pray, oh God, for the teachers. We pray, oh God, for the students. We pray, oh God, for the staff administration. And we pray, oh God, for the parents, Lord God, that there will be unity and peace, Lord God, that this calamity would cease and decease. And that, Lord, your Spirit will move upon the school system. We pray, oh God, that they will stop playing politics over our lives, over our children's lives, over our grandchildren's lives. We pray, oh God, for the Spirit of God to move in this place, in this city, in this country, Lord God. It was a small testimony when God was speaking about the Ruach of God. Everything he created except man, he gave him the power to do everything that he had done. So we have power as women when we pray to speak to the existence of all things that are not like God. We have power to praise God for all the things that are like him. We have power in our voice, in our spirit, to bring change in this land. Yes, the story of creation, the formation of man in the image of God, the Spirit of God, the Ruach of God, the unity of God in the Spirit dwells in us to perform. God, we ask, oh God, that you take this time that we're living in, that the mark of history will not judge us by the calamity that we face every day, the example we make before the children. But we pray, oh God, that your Spirit will move upon this land, that you will hover over the land and bring peace and bring change, Lord God. Bring change. What does the Ruach of God have to do with all of this? It has everything to do with it. When we send forth his word, we expect change to happen. We expect the power of God to manifest his will. And so, Lord God, we pray for unity and purpose. We pray that, Lord, this year before us, we are in 2021. We pray through 2021 through 2022 that your power will bring change, Lord God, and that the things of God that are taken out of school will be placed back into the school, that the teachers, that the students will have a hunger and a need and a desire, Lord God, to know what their purpose is, what you have called them to do. And so, God, we also pray for the administration, that there will be unity in it all. We thank you, Lord God, for your power. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that you have called us as intercessors on the wall. And Lord God, we just ask as we stand on the wall, Lord God, as we give you glory, as we give you honor, oh God, that you would move by your Spirit, Lord God, in these times. We are praying for so many things, but Lord God, right now, we just pray right now for the teacher, the administrator, the students, Lord God, for a move of your Spirit, Lord God, that what we see on the TV would change, Lord God, that the fighting, the disruption, the calamity, all of that will change. We speak the love of God, the Spirit of God, to move. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, for a move of your spirit. We pray, oh God, that you would hover across this land, that you would bring peace, Lord God, that we can learn, that our children can learn, and that our teachers can teach, and that our administrators, Lord God, can do what they have been called to do. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, our Christ, our Lord, our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen, Pastor Deborah Locke.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, Pastor Deborah Locke.
Pastor Locke, if you unmute yourself.
There you go. That's where we are.
There
Hallelujah. There we go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. My name is Deborah Locke. God bless you. Amen. My assignment this morning is to pray for the physical body and the mind and the spirit. God, we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you, oh God, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace on this morning. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you're blessing us on this morning. We thank you for the prayers that has gone up before us even right now, Father. We come even right now, we pray for the physical body, God. We pray that you strengthen the feeble mind and the feeble legs and the hands, oh God. Father, even fear has gripped us even during the pandemic, oh God. Fear, we bind the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Oh God, you're strengthening the mind, you're strengthening the legs, the arms, the feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Do what you do best, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Move like never before, God, in this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I speak to the mind of the women of God in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I pray for the weeping women on today, oh God. I pray even right now that we'll cry between the porch and the altar, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We stand before you, God, because there's no other power but you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus, oh God, a mind of strength, oh God, a mind of power, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We call on Jehovah Gabor, the one that contends with our enemies, oh God. Those that will contend with us, God, he will fight for us, oh God. He is mighty in battle, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I speak to the spirit of depression right now, oh God. I speak to the spirit of worthlessness, oh God. I speak to the spirit of worry, oh God. I pray favor, oh God, in the people of God that is under the sound of my voice, oh God. I know mercy is chasing us. Favor is following us. Favor, oh God. I pray even right now, oh God, no good thing that you withhold from those who walk upright, oh God. Strengthen our mind, oh God, in this hour, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Give us the cry between the porch and the altar, Father. For the word of God has said, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, oh God, and he added 15 years, Father, as we cry before you and labor before you, Father. For you said in your word, oh God, you bottle our tears, oh God. And I believe, God, as you bottle our tears, God, you will pour them on us, oh God, to strengthen us, oh God. Strengthen our hands, oh God. Give us the fall in love with you all over again in the name of Jesus. Some of us has gotten sidetracked, oh God, in this moment, oh God. God, you're over the pandemic, oh God. You are over everything in this world. You're over the president, oh God. You're over the prime ministers, oh God. You reign, as a song said, you reign and you will forever reign, oh God. Nothing is impossible unto thee, oh God. Strengthen our minds, oh God. Strengthen the hearts, for the hearts are being weary, oh God. God, give us, oh God, to be careful what enters in our ears, oh God. Be careful what we see, oh God. Give us to turn off the TV, oh God. Give us to know that the news is manipulative, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We can't always believe what we see, but we can believe the word of God, for the word of God is true, for the word of God is meat to our bones, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I speak to dry bones on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, that we will be an exceedingly great army, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we understand, and we must understand that this is our greatest moment, oh God, to rise up as a great army, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As you're calling mothers, oh God, there are some that are up worrying
suffering, some that are with tears dripping down their face, don't know how they're going to make it. But I speak right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you're meeting the need according to your riches and glory. I speak there will not be any lack, oh God, in any area of our lives, oh God. Our children will not be lacking, oh God. Even as you cover us, oh God, and some are single mothers, oh God, doing the best they can, oh God. But how many know it is more with us than it is with them, oh God. When we have God and we have Jesus Christ on board, oh God, it is more. We have the majority, oh God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. We thank you, oh God, that you are our shepherd and we're not wanting, oh God. We thank you that you're doing mighty and great things, oh God. Give us to speak, oh God, life into our own bodies, oh God. Even as we speak, I'm already healed. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I shall not want for anything, oh God. We thank you that you are healer, Jehovah Rapha. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, oh God. The peace that passes all understanding will rest and rule in our bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, some of us are down. Downtrod, even in this hour and seasons of heaviness on the earth, but God, you still reign. You still reign, oh God. You're still moving. You're still healing. You're still delivering, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I come against. I bind the spirit of worry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Give us to turn back to you in this season, oh God. Give us to turn back to your word. That's only in the word that, as the songwriter said, we have a hiding place, oh God, in you. Strengthen our minds, our backs, oh God. Even in the spirit realm, where our hearts get heavy, oh God, you're able to lift us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There's nothing impossible unto thee, oh God. God, we thank you for what you're about to do. Continue to cover the women of God under the sound of my voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray right now, oh God, that you will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us, oh God. Thank you for the great things that you're doing, oh God. Thank you, oh God. There's power in weeping. It is power in weeping. God, turn our faces back to you, God. This is an hour of prayer, oh God, that we can call things be not as though it was. We can speak to our own bodies, lay hands on our own selves, oh God. Lay hands on our children. Call things. I pray even right now, God, that you will disconnect ungodly relationships, oh God. I pray right now there'll be a severing in the spirit, even in this hour. We can't be linked up with everything and everybody, oh God, because this time is crucial, oh God. Give us to be careful what we say. We understand that life and death is in the power of our tongue. Give us to speak life, oh God. Give us not to align ourselves with the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give us not to align ourselves with the news, in the name of Jesus. God, we know God is higher than Biden. God is higher than Harris. God is higher than anything that's going on in this world. He knows the beginning, the end from the beginning. We know he's Alpha and the Omega. We know he's the beginning and the end. We know he is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. No good thing that he'll withhold. He is meeting the need right now. Right now, need of being met. Yes, school clothes will be met. Yes, you will be able to buy that. Yes, the bills will be paid on time. Yes, doors will be open. Yes, you stand at an open door. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Father, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing. The whole body, some of us have gotten out of whack, out of alignment. I speak of spiritual realignment, oh God, in the name of Jesus, casting out every thought and imagination and wants to exalt itself above the mind of God. We bring our thoughts into captivity. We're going to say what the word says. The word says, I am healed. The world says, I am the head. The world said, favor. It says, surely goodness and mercy. Surely you can take it to the bank. Surely goodness and mercy is going to follow us all the days of our lives. He says, surely I will deliver. Surely God is a man of his word. He shall not lie, cannot lie. It's impossible for him to lie. So Father, we thank you for what you do. Encourage us today. God, get us to be excited on what's on the horizon, God. For we know, oh God, that you see further than what we see, oh God. For your thoughts are not our thoughts, God, and your ways is higher than ours, oh God. But Father, because we're in you, we trust you like never before, Father. Father, give us to trust you again. Give us to fall in love with you again. Give us to fall in love with the word again. Oh God, give us to seek your face again. Many of us have stepped away for a moment, getting caught up in the world and what's going on. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has not changed. Doesn't matter what the world is doing. Don't matter what's going on. God is still taking care of his children. We are the people. We live in Goshen. We are the people living in Goshen. We are going to be taken taken care of. When the plagues and everything will pass over us, we're going to come out victorious, oh God. We're going to always be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Father, we thank you for what you're about to do. We glorify you even right now for what you're doing. We stand in expectation on a minute by minute, second by second, expecting what you're going to do. For this is the day that you have made, and we come to rejoice and be glad. We thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you for what you're doing in us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, for the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty in battle. Hallelujah. How many know it's more with us than it is with them? Greater is he that's in us than it is outside the world, God. In the name of Jesus. Satan, we bind you. Come against every tactic in the name of Jesus. We come against you right now that you want to speak anything contrary to the word of God, trying to speak and cause restless nights. I speak rest upon your women of God. Rest in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that when you lay down, you won't miss a beat. You will sleep from the time you lay your head until you rise, and you will rise up fresh. You'll rise up renewed and restored in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for realigning us. We feel the realignment now. We thank you that you still reign. We love the introduction song. Will you still reign? And we will not lift our, we will not look to the left nor to the right, but we're lifting our eyes onto the hills from whence all of our help, everything we need is ours, Father. For you said in your word, you're supplying every need according to your riches and glory. And the last time I checked, oh God, you're never deficient, oh God, you're never without, oh God. It's always replenishing on the side of glory. So we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm Bishop Carl Dixon of Abundant Grace and Truth Church out of Westwood, New Jersey. Thank God for all the prayers that we heard from Pastor Monica, Pastor Plummer, and Sister Locke. Thank God, or Pastor Locke, thank you so much for those words of encouragement, those words that help move us forward. One thing about those who are in Christendom is that we move forward.
Amen.
We don't look in the back. We don't look what's behind us, but we press forward to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. So we thank God today. My assignment is to pray for those individuals who are going back to work, nervous about going back to work. My wife has to get ready to go back to work, go back to the school classroom. Students are going to be there, some masked, some unmasked, don't matter. But we know that God is going to be there with us. But people are nervous about it. What shall I do? How should I handle this? And when I come home, you know, around my kids, grandkids, and how do I deal with this? And so much nervousness is going around. But one thing that we find in the Word of God, that God gives us peace. You know, whenever a situation comes in a home and it's turmoil and it's bringing this, that's not God. Because God is a God of peace. And whenever you go into a family and a family meeting or wherever, it's very important to bring the peace of God. The Bible says that what? Passive understanding. And so we're going to pray for the peace of God. Those who are nervous about going back to school, listen, God has not, this Bible says, the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear. I have some scriptures I'm going to share with you on the screen as I'm praying, as I'm believing God for you. On your screens, I have a few scriptures. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God have not given us the spirit of fear, but what? Of power and of love and of a sound mind. When you find yourself going this way and going that way, and you're in school, and how do I deal with school? How do I deal with my bills? And how do I deal with my unemployment? Get a sound mind. Get in the place of God. Enter into God's presence. Enter God's gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. All that really means is just bring everything down. Close everything off. Get into a place where you're just hearing God. Not your bills, not everything else, but hearing God. For God have not given us the spirit of fear. So if you have fear going back to school, that's not God. God wants us to have peace. Isaiah 42:9 says, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare unto you. I'm going to pray in just a moment. But the Bible says, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare unto you. You get ready to go back to school? God says, this is going to be a new thing. My wife said to me a few minutes ago that about going back to school, I'm going back in newness and a freshness. I'm going back. I'm going to speak the word when I walk in that classroom. I'm going to speak peace in that classroom. I'm going to speak peace everywhere I go. And the Bible says in Isaiah 42:9, it says, before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Well, I'm telling you of them as a word of the Lord. I'm telling you of them. God is going to do a new thing. He's going to bring forth the blessings of the Lord. Psalm 31, verse 23, it says, oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful. God preserved the faithful. My sister can attest to this, growing up in Newark, New Jersey, in the projects in the 60s and the 70s, seeing the turmoil, seeing the riots, knowing my mother was a woman of prayer. Come on, ladies, God is saying, get back to that place of prayer. That place of prayer is the preservation of our faith, the preservation of our children, the preservation of our mind. The Lord preserveth the faithful. Be faithful on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And the Bible says the Lord will what? Strengthen your heart. Don't worry about the fear, but trust in the Lord. Isaiah, Exodus 15, verse 2, it says, the Lord is my strength and my song. Sometimes we're going through something, get a song. You don't know what to say, that's all right. Turn on some music. Turn on some gospel. Turn on some praise. Turn on some worship. Create an atmosphere in your home. Kids are messing up and acting up and the devil is coming in. That's right. Turn that praise on. Get it on. Strengthen yourself. The Lord, and know that the Lord is your strength. He has become what? My salvation. He's the one that's going to save us. He's the one that's going to deliver us. And the Bible says, he is my God. Now, I don't care who's worshiping this and that worshiping this one. Maybe your husband is not saved. Maybe your wife or somebody's wife is not saved. Because we're talking to everybody over the spectrum right now. But guess what? You know that your God is your God and he's your salvation. Pray that God has saved them. The Bible says, and I will prepare him an habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. I'm getting ready to pray. I'm this woman talking to women breakfast. I want to encourage your hearts to just trust in God. Don't give up. Don't walk away from what God has for you, because God is doing great and marvelous things. Let's pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. It is you, Lord, that have made us and not we ourselves. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Father, thank you, O God, for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you for every woman, every man, every boy, every girl, every mother, every father, every sister, every brother, every young person, oh God, everyone under the sound of my voice. And God, we speak the word of the Lord. We present your presence, oh God. We enter your gates with thanksgiving. We had praise and worship, oh God. We had, oh God, honoring unto you, oh God. And Lord God, we know that you're in the midst. God, we speak to those who are nervous about going back to work, oh God. God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And God, we speak to that nervous person, oh God. We speak to that spirit. It's a spirit. I rebuke that spirit of nervousness. I rebuke the thought of nervousness. I rebuke the idea of nervousness. God, right now, God, we just pray and we bind the devil. We bind the spirit of nervousness, oh God, and we speak faith, oh God. We speak favor, oh God. We speak love, oh God. We speak strength, oh God. We speak faith right now. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we speak the word of God. We speak the truth of God. And God, we speak to that nervousness, oh God. Let peace. Peace be still right now, as Jesus they were on the boat, oh God. And God, there were disciples were wondering, Lord God, how are you going to deliver us? And Jesus, they woke Jesus up and Jesus spoke peace to the waters, peace to the elements. God, we speak peace to the elements, peace to the children right now, peace to the family members right now, peace in that school system, peace in the principal, vice principal, peace right now. God, we speak the peace of God. And God, we pray for those, oh God. Oh God, wondering about bills, oh God. Bills up to here, bills down everywhere, God. Where are the bills, oh God? Oh God, we pray right now, God. Oh God, we pray right now that you'll make a way out of no way. God, you are the provider. You are our provider. God, make a way, God. Just when our baby was just born, oh God, we were wondering, how are we going to make it? And an unexpected check came out of nowhere, oh God. From the IRS, yes. They said that was from years back when you overpaid, oh God. But Lord God, you were there, oh God. You were right there. And they said that was money that was backed up. God, bring that backed up money. into their possession right now. And God, finally, I pray for those that need jobs. God, you said you've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed out begging bread. God, right now, I speak favor right now. I speak the favor of God. I speak blessings of God. I speak the blessings of God right now into the people of God's life, God. Favor in their hands, oh God. Even as my hands are going toward the screen, oh God. Favor and blessings be upon everyone that sees, oh God, these hands, oh God. Let the blessings of God overtake them in the storehouse. Overtake them, oh God, as they're shopping in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you and we give you the praise. Thank you for everything that has been said and done. And I give you praise and I honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. I turn this over to my sister minister, Azalea Saeed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to make sure that everyone hears me. You cannot see me. For some reason, I lost my visual. So I think, Bishop, can you hear me? Okay. Wait a minute. I don't hear you.
Yes, I can hear you. Yes,
okay.
I can hear you.
But I cannot get my... and I'm afraid to tamper with this too much. I can't even leave the meeting because I have free conference call people on here. So I have to, so you won't see me, you just hear me, okay?
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. James 5 and 16 said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. What you have heard here today, ladies, have been men and women of God that have interceded on your behalf. On your behalf. And I just wanted to say the fervent prayer availed as much. The prayer has gone out. Thank you, Jesus. And listen, what you need to do is believe, not only just believe, but receive it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is so. It is so. You receive it. Amen. We just want, we don't want to take this for granted that everybody online knows the Lord. We always end our messages with the prayer of salvation, just in case there's somebody on the line that do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord. The word of God says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Listen, if there's anybody that's on the line, that's a Facebook conference, Zoom, you may have given the Lord, the preacher, your hand, but you have not given the Lord your heart. If you find you're still doing this thing that you were doing a long time ago, guess what? You don't know the Lord, because the Bible says any man or woman be in Christ, they're a new creature, new creation. So all I want to do, all you have to do is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord. Ask him to come into your heart and he will do that at that moment. And if you do that, the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you because you have become a part of the family of God. What you need to do is get to a Bible believing church that also believes in walking the walk and talking the talk. Okay. Praise the good Lord. God bless you. So we're going to move on from here. And so what we want to do, ladies and gentlemen, we just want to thank all the prayer warriors that have prayed and that have prayed for us. And I pray that you have gotten something out of this that we have, laid before the Lord, that they have given you the word of the Lord. What I want you to do is take it personal. God was talking to you. Don't think God was talking to somebody else. Say, God was talking to me. And we praise God for it. But so we have thanked. I want to make two announcements, if I can, right now. I have number one, on Mondays, I have what I call Mother's Prayer Monday. And if you're interested in joining our team of women intercessors, you can join us each Monday from 10 o'clock to 11 a.m. as we intercede on behalf of our loved ones, country, and the world. So I just want to put it there. I think this is the number that he has put up, my bishop has put up on there. Yes, this is the number. If you could see it, ladies that's on conference, free conference call, you already have that number, so I don't have to worry about you seeing it. So it says Mother's Prayer Monday, free conference call, dial-in number 602-580-9776. The access code is 2583-436, hashtag. And that time is just from 10 o'clock to 11 a.m. This is every Monday morning. Just one. Can you wait just 1 hour? Just 1 hour, you come before the Lord. And that's the first announcement. The second announcement, I do a Women Talking to Women blog. This email blog will continue in September 2021. To receive blogs and information about other events, kindly send your request to DixonSaeed@yahoo.com. And so many of you perhaps have already received something from me already. I think it's at least two of them I have sent, but I will be continuing in September. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. You have absolutely been a blessing. Thank you so much. And we look forward to giving more of these in US on different platforms. Please look for information about other events that we perhaps will be having. And we just want to say God bless you. And we want you to go knowing that God is concerned about you. He hasn't forgotten about you. And believe me when I tell you that the fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much. And you are on God's mind. God bless you. I love you all. Amen. 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 Thank you so much.
Amen. Yes. Amen. So, amen.
And yes, please look at this poem too. I think it says a special breakfast for you today. A plate of love, a bowl of peace, a spoon of hope, a fork of care, and a glass of prayer. Enjoy your meal, for you are under God's care. Good morning. Someone asked me, what will we be eating? Well, this was it. We have spiritual food this morning. Amen. 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 God bless you all. You have a wonderful week and a wonderful rest of the year. God bless you all. God, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.